You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awaken Ministries podcast created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our journey through gentleness by focusing on how it shapes the way we treat others, especially when they stumble or fall. Our key verse for today is Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you are not tempted as well. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awakened to Deliver. Over these past 2 days, we have reflected on the gentleness of God and the gentleness of Jesus. Today, we are stepping into the real-world application of gentleness, how we are called to extend it to others, especially when we find them caught in sin or struggling in weakness. Our key verse today is Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, and it gives a clear command. Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness. Notice that word, restore, not expose, not shame, and not condemn, but restore. And how are we to do this? With a spirit of gentleness. It's so easy, especially in a culture like ours, to take a hard stance when someone falls. It's tempting to point the finger, to make an example of them, to say, "How could you do that?" But the Bible calls us to a different posture. It's a posture of humility, a posture that remembers our own weakness and our own desperate need for grace. Paul reminds us, each one looking to yourself so that you are not tempted as well. In other words, none of us are above falling. None of us are immune to temptation. If it weren't for grace and mercy of God, any one of us could be in the very place that someone else has fallen into. Gentleness doesn't mean that we excuse the sin. It doesn't mean that we ignore wrongdoing or pretend that everything is fine. But it does mean that when we deal with the sins and struggles of others, that we do so with a heart that seeks to restore, not destroy. Jesus modeled this so powerfully. Think about Peter after Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. He was broken, and when Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't meet Peter with harsh rebukes or public humiliation. He met him with breakfast on the shore and 3 gentle questions. Do you love me? He restored Peter not with condemnation, but with compassion. That's the kind of heart that we are called to have when we encounter others in their weakness. Gentleness in restoration isn't about being soft on sin. It's about being strong enough in love to reach into brokenness and pull someone back towards healing. It's not about letting people stay stuck. It's about helping them rise again. Consider the story of the prodigal son. When the younger son returned home after squandering everything, the father didn't meet him with a lecture or a list of conditions. He met him with open arms. He ran to him. He embraced him. He clothed him. That's what gentleness looks like in restoration. And if we're honest, that's what each of us has received from God. His gentleness drew us back when we strayed. His mercy covered our shame. His love restored what was broken. When we understand that, it changes how we approach others. It means we stop looking at people as projects to fix or problems to solve, and we start seeing them as beloved sons and daughters who just need someone to reach out with the love and truth of Christ. It also means that we stay humble. Galatians chapter 6, Verse 1 warns us not to be self-righteous when restoring others, but to look to ourselves, remembering that we too are vulnerable. The moment that we forget, that is the moment we become prideful. And pride always destroys what gentleness could have healed. Maybe there's someone in your life who's made a mistake, who's stumbled badly, who's walking through consequences of their own choices. What would it look like to approach them with a spirit of gentleness instead of judgment? What would it look like to offer them a hand to get back up rather than a voice to push them further down? It doesn't mean ignoring the truth. Jesus never ignored the truth, but it means delivering that truth with tenderness, wrapping it in compassion, and believing that restoration is possible. Sometimes the most powerful witness that we can give isn't a sermon. It's the gentle way that we walk alongside someone in their darkest hour. It's the quiet strength of grace when everyone else is ready to condemn them. It's the willingness to sit in the ashes with someone until they're ready to stand again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 25 gives another picture of this calling. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, skillful in teaching, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition. If perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth. Gentleness doesn't compromise the message of repentance. It creates the environment where repentance can take root. Today, I want to challenge you. Is there someone that you need to restore in gentleness? Is there someone that you need to pray for, reach out to, or simply show the compassion of Christ to? Ask Holy Spirit to give you his heart, a heart that speaks truth without crushing, that corrects without condemning, that restores instead of rejecting. And if you're the one who needs restoration today, know this: God meets you with gentleness. He's not standing over you with a hammer of judgment. He's reaching out with the hands of a loving father, ready to lift you up, heal you, and restore you. Let his gentleness renew your heart, and then go and extend that same gentleness to the people around you. Tomorrow, we will dive deeper into how gentleness shapes our strength, not by making us weak, but by making us powerful in the spirit. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.